Well, I think I ticked off some of the neighbors. I was.
Make it sound like that's a first. Is it?
I'm very hard to live with. I don't know if you knew that or not. You could tell just by me coming to work every day or the days I do show up. So I'm driving around the neighborhood main drag, and they put these stupid right in the middle of nowhere. They drop, you know, we talked about this in the past. They drop these stop signs, and I'm used to just rolling through it because there's no, it's what it is. It's a cul-de-sac teen into the main drag.
So logic would say that the main drag really wouldn't need to have anything there.
Yeah, because it's a cul-de-sac teeing
exactly
into. And I know that I'm not the only one. I think the city of Fort Wayne has gone on a stop sign spree. I think they bought a bunch of stop signs from a mail order house and they went around putting them up everywhere.
Did they have some sort of quota they had to fill?
Yeah.
You know, catching people at stop signs.
Exactly. And you're like, when it first goes up, you're like, this doesn't make any sense. Well, why is this here?
We have a couple in our neighborhood. I can't tell
okay
you when they first went up how many times I blew right through them.
Yes. Angie, have you seen what I'm talking about?
I sort of know what you're talking okay about, but not totally because, you know, I drive two or three blocks away.
I know.
I do think when I'm coming down by the Philo Farnsworth house, I don't know the name of that street, but I usually go whoosh, whoosh. It's like a racetrack right along the river there, you know?
Yeah.
But they put a sign there.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of the road.
That's why, mm-hmm, according to our good friend and the fourth most powerful man in Fort Wayne, Councilman Didier, when we mentioned this, I think it was last fall when this first started happening all over the city, it was because people were speeding and the homeowners associations were calling and demanding stop signs so that it would slow people down. Well, the first couple of months, it worked out pretty well. But after a while, people roll through them now, including, and I was preoccupied in my head. There's a lot going on up there. And I just happened to roll through it the other day. And there was a neighbor right there walking her dog.
The whore, Jim. Seriously.
Yeah. Well, you should have seen the dirty look I got.
Oh, I'm sure.
The first time I blew through it, a couple of months before that, there was an elderly gentleman driving a tan Buick. And
I thought it was super clean.
Yeah.
Right?
He stuck his hand out of the window and shook his fist at me. Why, Iona?
You crazy kid.
And he's pointing to the stop sign. And I'm like, oh, I felt so bad. Because he was right. He was right. I just didn't think about it. So anyway, I don't know if I was looking. She had a phone. I was wondering if she was going to take a picture of my license plate.
Turn you in.
Or turn me into the Homeowners Association or what. So you got to give yourself some, you know, got to pay attention a little closer. But they are out there. And if you've got them in your neighborhood, you are not the only one having trouble.
Jim, Carrie, and Angie in the morning on Classic Hits 101.7.